You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen and Kara from MomTalk.ca. It may seem a little early to start talking about the holiday season, but if you're like most moms today, you'll spend far more time preparing for the big day and not enough time enjoying it. So to help you get organized, we've called in the expert. On Christmas, that is. Today, we are joined by Sarah, also known as Sarah NB, on the CanadianParents.com discussion boards. Sarah is the moderator of the Christmas Club and is here to help. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, so when we think of Christmas, we can easily break it down into about five categories: gift-giving, food and baking, wrapping, cards, and decorating. But I know, Sarah, you like to focus a bit of attention on clothing and holiday outfits. Why don't we start there?
Well, a few years ago, between my two kids, they had six concerts within the span of about 3 weeks. And I was working at the time and just felt a lot of pressure to get things organized. So I went through their closets and took out any holiday appropriate outfits, got them all ready, checked to see that all the buttons were on, made sure everything fit, made sure there were tights and shoes to go with everything, and then I hung them in a separate area. And it really made holiday events a lot easier. As something got washed, it got put back in the dressy section of the closet, and it really streamlined that aspect of the holiday season for us.
I really love that idea because I find that there's so many little events where they, you know, the kids either need like dark pants and a white blouse, and then you're running at the last minute to try and find like a white blouse just before Christmas. It's just insane trying to find something like that. So I think it's a great idea to start hauling those things out, making sure they all fit now. And if you need something, watch for something to go on sale or pick it up at one of the secondhand stores so you don't pay a whole arm and a leg for something.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We definitely run around at the last minute. And often with my children's school, they send home a note like a week before letting us know that there's a Christmas concert and they need to be wearing this, this, and this. And often they're dressed in a certain costume, so it's not them that I'm worried about. It's the rest of us looking decent. So I think that's an awesome idea, and I think that it probably is a good idea all year round just to have some decent clothes somewhere specific that you can find them easily. Okay, well, Sarah, I'm sure because you're moderator of the discussion board, you are in direct contact with people who think Christmas kind of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. So I'm sure many of the people who visit that board have already gotten into making their purchases, and I know a lot of people who are really organized in the way of Christmas start, you know, as soon as Christmas is finished. But for kind of the average person who waits until Christmas is getting closer to do their shopping, I thought maybe it might be a good idea to talk a little bit about gift purchases and how we organize all that so that we don't buy stuff and put it somewhere special and then you can't remember where you put it. So do you have any tips on organizing the gifts that you've purchased but haven't yet given to anyone?
Well, I am notorious in my family for giving Boxing Day gifts. I will hide something in the back of a closet or under a bed, and it'll come out on Boxing Day. You know, when you're cleaning up after Christmas, you find the stuff that you forgot about. Or as someone's unwrapping it, you're like, oh, but I bought you this. Oops, where is it? I have no idea. So I've given Boxing Day gifts quite a few years, but now I have a separate bin to keep those in, and I try and keep it where I know the kids don't have access in the house. And, yeah, I try and keep it a lot more organized than I used to.
What do you do, Kara? Do you keep,
well,
do you have like a bin?
Yeah, I do have a bin. Actually, I have an area in our mine and Andrew's closet that we put gifts in, and I've been trying to make a note, like make a list. And there's a few websites out there where you can get lists and things to be able to print off to say what you have in your Christmas stash. So then you can kind of look at that list as well and say, maybe I have too much for this person or not enough for this one. And I find that's a good way to keep track of what you have on hand, too, because you may forget that you've bought something for someone and or bought something that didn't go with something else. So
right, especially if you wrap as you go, right?
Yes.
And, Kara, you may want to just mention that you're surrounded by children right now for
yes,
when hearing noises.
Yes, we have six kids between Sarah and I here today. So you may hear some distractions. It's probably one of mine or one of the ones that Sarah's watching today. So that was Finn in the background.
Oh, very sweet. Well, for me, I also have a bin, but I've never given Boxing Day gifts, but I should because I find things afterwards all the time, or at least I used to, and I do try to keep it more organized. And I have a section in my day timer that is dedicated to gift giving. I have a list of what I'm kind of hoping to buy, and then I check things off as I purchase them and make modifications so I can easily go and see what I have. Otherwise, I think you can get out of control if you don't keep it in check. And I think by seeing a list there, you can easily keep things under control.
Well, this is the first year that I've said, we're going to start a spreadsheet early and just start putting everyone's names down that we know we need to gift. And when an idea comes up, get it in there, because I hate being the one shopping last minute trying to think, what was that gift I thought of that would be perfect for this person?
Yeah.
So when you think of something, get it written down, write it down somewhere, like even if it's on like a piece of paper, and then transfer it over to an area where you can have all of that together so you can print it off. And then when you're out shopping or you're browsing the flyers or whatever at this time of year, you can say, oh, I can pick that up now, rather than, you know, wait till the last minute and then, what was that gift again?
Right. Yeah. And our family actually has a shopping day, and it's actually, we don't buy anything, but we go to like Masterminds and Toys R Us and like all of the kind of bigger toy areas, and we just let the kids look through it. We take pictures and we have a great time, and at least it gives us some ideas and lets us look at some of the items that are out there, because we live in a somewhat small town. So if I was to go to a local store, there may not be that much there and I wouldn't get an idea. And my kids, they don't watch a lot of TV, so it's not like they're bombarded with the commercials. So we kind of need to go out there to get ideas as well.
Something that we do in our family is, well, a few years ago, I bought a snowman light at a craft fair, and I really liked it. My mother really liked it. My mother-in-law really liked it. So a few years later, my husband replicated it, and we gave the same gift to probably 6 or 7 people. And we went to a craft fair again this year and found something that was easy enough that we could manage to pull off, and we'll do the same. And then you kind of know what you gave people.
Yeah.
Each year, you know, you don't make one this year and one the next year.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, especially if you have a husband who is handy. I don't.
Not all that handy, but he's getting better.
Good. One other thing I want to mention about the gift thing, when you said that doing the same thing made it a lot easier. I do that for like teacher, coach type of gifts,
exactly.
And I do that bread in a jar. I do pumpkin in mason jars. And I go out during the canning season and get all my jars, and then I spend one day doing all of it. So everybody gets the same thing. It's kind of become, people kind of expect it now, not in a bad way, but in a good way. And it's become kind of our recipe, and the kids look forward to making it. And it's something small, so it keeps the cost down, but it still allows us to give something. And I think also by giving everyone the same thing, it just makes it a little less complicated.
Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of baking, let's move on to holiday baking. I know when I was a child, my mom and dad seemed to have people in all the time, and my mom had so much baking. She always had trays of cookies out and everything, but I don't really find that we have that much. And I don't know about for you guys, but how does baking fit into your holiday plan?
I really like to bake. My husband is diabetic, so in the last few years, we've scaled back what we bake. And there's some things that I have to hide in the depths of the freezer because I'll catch him snacking on them. I hear the freezer door close, and I know that he's into them. But actually, Kara and myself and a couple other CPO members started doing a cookie exchange. Was it last year or 2 years
ago?
2 years
ago.
2 years ago. And we found that the last week before Christmas is the best time for us to do it. We're all pretty busy. It's a nice catch-up before the holidays, and it's a good way to get your baking done.
So do you guys bake together, or you each do your own recipe and bring it and then do your exchange?
Exactly. We each do 6 dozen, and we keep a dozen for ourselves and bring the 5 for the others that participate. And then we have each 5 dozen cookies to bring home, and we don't have to worry about baking. It's great.
We're actually doing a podcast on cookie exchange in the near future, so check in and get some tips on putting together a cookie exchange if you're interested. It is a good way to connect with friends and have a really nice time getting together for the exchange, but it also cuts out a lot of extra time in making a number of different recipes. And I actually cheated last year, and on a bus trip that I take every year with my mother-in-law, I actually bought a cookie exchange in a box. And it basically was the same thing. But you know, the thing I missed was just connecting with friends and seeing everyone during the holiday season. So I think it is a great idea. So the other things on our list really kind of go together. And Sarah, you probably have a lot of ideas with regards to getting ready for the holidays. Things like wrapping, decorating, Christmas cards, all those things kind of go hand in hand. So let's kind of think about, like, if you're sitting there today and you haven't done anything at all, where do we start, Sarah?
Well, if you've got your shopping done and you're wrapping gifts for your own kids, make sure you have batteries, a pair of wire cutters. Scissors don't cut it. You need wire cutters.
Oh, that is a great tip.
And we take, say we had purchased a Fisher-Price Little People set, we take it out of the package, we discard all the wires, all the plastic pieces, make sure the stickers are on. If it needs batteries, we put the batteries in, we keep a screwdriver handy, and then we wrap it back up. And that just makes Christmas morning so much easier. No kid wants to wait for batteries.
No.
And especially if you're making dinner, you know, someone's going to sit there all afternoon and put batteries in the toys and stuff like that. So we try and keep a basket of all that ready for on Christmas morning as well for the gifts that have come into the house from other people.
Yeah, that is such an awesome idea. Like, I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years, and what a difference in the morning. It's just like, you don't have those little twist tie wiry things hanging out all
like
over the place. And they're just, everything's done. They open up the box and it's ready to play with. And
it makes plastic packaging, you can really cut yourself on too if you're not careful and using the proper scissors.
And there are some products that you really do have to look at the fine print. They either don't come with a battery or they come with a battery that may take a day or two to charge.
Exactly.
So it is nice to have all of that charge ready to go, because there's nothing more disappointing to a kid than having a toy they can't play with. So that's a good idea. What about wrapping? Would you guys say that you wrap as you go, or you would like to wrap as you go?
I would love to wrap as I go, but unfortunately, I am one of those ones that is up until 3 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
Okay. I like to wrap at the not at the last minute, but the last week before Christmas, because if I wrap it, then I have to remember what it is that I wrapped.
Right.
When I'm looking at gifts for the kids and I think, okay, there's 4 for this child and 3 for this child, but maybe they're larger gifts, so I don't need to compensate for that. So I like to leave it to the end. And I try and buy my wrapping paper. I might buy only 2 or 3 rolls of the same, so that if you run out of one paper and you need a smaller piece just to, you know, cover the bottom of a box, then you have paper that matches.
Oh, so you keep your print kind of all very similar. That's a very good tip, because I think that does happen. And I have my wrapping paper separated into like gift giving and Santa gifts, mm-hmm. so that there isn't any mixing it up. But I guess if I kept it scaled down, maybe they wouldn't notice.
We don't wrap Santa gifts.
Yeah, see, my mom and dad did some of them, but most of them they didn't. But my husband's parents did, so I just kind of took on what his tradition was. And I do put out one thing that isn't wrapped, but it is all wrapped. So that means there are a lot of items for me to wrap when I take into account everything. And I actually would like to wrap as I go. So I know there are, like, for you, Sarah, you said you'd like to do it, like, the week before so you can make sure things are even. And you may not have the storage for things that are wrapped, because sometimes if it's a certain shape, then it's not as easy. Like, if something hit it, it might put a hole in it. So I understand those things. But for people who maybe could wrap as they go, would you recommend, like, picking, like, one day a week that you do some wrapping? Or if you waited, say, to the last couple of weeks, have a couple of Christmas movies that you would enjoy watching instead of leaving it till Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. Like, just taking an evening when the kids go to bed and wrapping after they're in bed and watching a movie, or having my daughter help me wrap the boys' gifts. I find that she's not a believer in Santa anymore, and she usually is with me when I'm out shopping for the boys, so she really enjoys wrapping gifts, so getting her involved in that is great too.
And it keeps that magic in Christmas for her as well when she's part of it, right?
Exactly, yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about decorating. I know there are some people who have a lot of decorations in their home and some who have just a few. When do you guys start your decorating?
I usually start mine right around the very beginning of December. I start with the exterior of the house first, just because I want to get it done. I usually take a day when it's a nice warm weekend, and usually you get 1 or 2 in December, so sometimes it's not the first week, but maybe the second week, right. And I do all my outdoor decorations then. I usually do like pine garland up the side of my railings into the house. and around the entranceway. And then I also do snowflakes in my windows. So I can do that from the inside, which is nice. But I try and take a day when it's somewhat nice out to try and get those lights up without freezing.
I do mine Remembrance Day. If it's a weekend, I put the Halloween stuff away and bring out the Christmas. And I don't put out, you know, the Santa decorations, but I get out the winter snowmen and stuff like that and just gradually add them into the surroundings and bring out the more Christmassy stuff later in December.
Right. We actually do ours the weekend of the Santa Claus parade because the kids go to the Santa Claus parade and like around 1 in the afternoon. And when we come back, it's almost always a pretty nice day. And it's usually around the middle of November. So it's almost like that kind of kickstarts the holiday season for us. So we come back and we do that. And then I kind of feel like it's okay to put all of the Santa stuff out because everybody's kind of in the mode now.
Maybe I need to start going earlier. I come from a house that my mother put the tree up on the 23rd, decorated on the 24th, and it was down on the 27th. So maybe I need to start decorating early.
Well, yeah, and then like it just seems like so much work for such a short amount of time when
True.
You think about all this stuff you lug
exactly.
out. And I know we always had a real tree growing up. We don't now because my kids both have allergies.
Yes.
But when you have a real tree, then it is more of a reduced amount of time that you can have it up. We put our Christmas tree up the first Saturday of December all the time. We always have, and I think we probably always will. We celebrate Advent, so we decorate our front room on the Saturday before Advent starts because we have our Advent candles and we have this tree that's like a memorial tree. And so I get things going there. So I would say probably we start decorating maybe the third week in November on the inside of the house. And then I do it slowly as the next few weeks go on. And I like it to all be done by the time we decorate our Christmas tree. Otherwise, I feel like I'm always decorating and I don't
exactly.
actually get to enjoy it.
We have a December 28th birthday in our house. So I try and plan the birthday party around the 10th of December or so, or earlier. And I find that if I wait to do decorating around that birthday time, then it's just too chaotic. So I'd rather start beforehand, have the birthday, and then pick it up after that.
Right. So if we've kind of tackled our baking and, you know, we're wrapping our gifts in whatever style works best for us and our house is decorated, what other tips, Sarah, would you recommend? Are there any resources, books, or websites, or anything like that that you have found to be really valuable tools?
OrganizeChristmas.com is one of my favorite Christmas sites and probably one of the few ones that I use. I know I've posted some links and some tips from that on the Christmas thread. And I was just showing Kara, too, that there's an interesting excuse generator for the holiday season.
It's quite funny.
It's pretty funny, and I highly recommend that people check it out, and I'll bump it up in the list.
And for listeners who are coming to Canadian Parents, when they go to the Christmas Club, what kind of information can they expect to find there, and what sort of information exchange could they maybe find?
Well, we have the top 10 gifts and the top 10 games, suggestions on what to buy for certain ages, discussion on homemade gifts, stocking stuffers. There's really just about everything is covered.
And if they can't find it, they can post and ask questions. And,
exactly.
And the Christmas community is quick to answer. And any other tips from you, Kara?
I think we have covered it all. I'm hoping for a really organized Christmas this year.
We'll keep you on track.
Yeah, Sarah's pretty good at keeping me on track.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Sarah.
No problem.
And thank you for joining us. To learn more about today's podcast, visit mumtalk.ca. And don't forget to drop by the CanadianParents.com message boards where you will find the Christmas Club, support, ideas, and inspiration that will help you get yourself and your family ready for the holiday season.